All right, welcome to I Saw This on the Internet, the show where comedians talk about the random stories that we find. Today's stories are from the Internet at Kevin on Stage email, where you can submit these stories. The only ask is that they're not trending. Just be random, weird, something you heard about, something you saw that we don't cover on our other podcasts, all right? Today's guests, Kenesha Buss, BT Kingsley, and Tony the Baker. This story is pretty interesting. A man won the legal right to not be fun at work after refusing to embrace excessive alcoholism and promiscuity. Basically, he was fired from a consultancy firm because they kept having company parties. And he was like, no, I'm not going. And I shouldn't have to go. And they was like, bro, you ain't really down with the culture of this job. So they fired him. And he sued them. He just didn't like them niggas like that. Yeah. And he was like, I'm not trying to do nothing extra. And I really like him for this. Because I remember jobs at like Boeing, it takes everything in me to get through the day.
Right.
Mm. I'm not going to bowl with y'all. Mm. I'm not going to a Mariners game. Yep. I hate everyone here.
Oh, right. And you're a black dude too, so you're going to have to teach like the Harlem Shuffle
shit.
No, he
was white.
Oh. The Harlem Shuffle?
Yeah.
If you like your job, it's fun. Like at All Dead, it was great. Yeah. But at Boeing, I was like, no, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm leaving. Yeah. If I get off at 2, I left at 1:30 because the parking lot was like a 20-minute walk to my car.
Mm. Dang.
And I was in my car. 159. I'm not going nowhere else with y'all.
Raggedy as hell. I'm not.
White. So wait, would you still get paid for that last 30 minutes?
Yep. The rule at Boeing was as long as you're on the campus.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how far the parking lot was at that thing. It was like, you can leave 5 minutes early, get to your car by 2, but I left 30 minutes early and stayed in my car.
Who was you in charge of at Boeing? Because I need you to care if you build an airplane, baby. I need you to give
you folded it in.
Yeah, man.
Oh, the wings is okay. The wings is okay. It's good. But it's cardboard. It's good, man. Clear for flight.
It is 129. I got to get the hell out of here.
So I was a scheduler. The thing is, everybody, it's all safe, guys. Everything is safe.
Scheduler. Soundboard.
So Tony Baker runs Southwest.
Okay.
He orders a plane. Ordering a plane is very similar to ordering a car online.
Okay.
I want the 737. We got regular. We got extended range. Mm. Extended range is 900. You can go from here to New York City.
Okay. Mm.
The other ones, you go to here to Houston. Maybe here to Oklahoma City.
Okay, gotcha.
Extended range, you might be able to go to London.
Okay.
So Southwest orders this plane.
Mm-hmm.
This configuration. Do you want TVs in the back?
No.
You want...
The Southwest ain't no TVs.
Southwest, no TVs. Southwest is actually easy because they don't have no... They order the same plane.
Right.
So planes essentially have a line number, which is like their license plate. And I essentially got an order from Tony. Said, okay, Tony got a 737.
Yeah.
Regular?
Mm-hmm. Regular.
License plate 71699. Okay, put that in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, starts in the factory on this day. Put that in.
Okay.
I would just get an email with all this information.
Mm-hmm.
I would put that information to a program that was kind of like Excel.
Mm.
Press submit.
Yeah, your job
that was
it. Because that was terrible. Even
glorified data entry. All I did was take the order, put in the by that time, Boeing was so... automated.
Mm.
The reason, little company secret, Boeing charges you for engineering hours, right?
Mm.
So in order to bill somebody for engineering hours, somebody actually has to do that work.
Mm. Okay.
But Boeing was so efficient at making that plane by that time, all that stuff is automated.
Yeah.
So you do like, okay, literally the plane comes in, empty fuselage, which is basically like a cigar tube, comes in on a train, day one of the factory.
Mm.
Day 11, the plane flies out of the garage.
Oh, wow.
That's fast.
They work on that plane 24 hours a day, every day. By the time it's done, and also the parts are what was considered on-time delivery.
Mm-hmm.
So the day the wings was ready, the wing factory was next door. They bring the wings over. All right, move it down. The next piece comes in, delivered that morning, put on that afternoon. And gone.
Nah, I don't trust no 11-day plane, baby. That's it.
All the planes you flew in
right.
is 11-day plane. I'm talking about Monday, Kenesha, empty, green, on a train by the next 11
Wednesday.
Days.
That's why they be in there on cocaine. That's what exactly
so all I did was take that information and be like.
Do you ever be feeling funny when you walk on a plane? You be like.
I be looking in the little. So if you look in the corner of the doorway when you enter. It has that information, line number, year, things like that. So my plane, Boeing was like 5 years ahead of time. I would schedule planes that are going to be delivered in 5 years. So it wasn't until 2017 that the planes I scheduled started flying. You guys are safe because almost everything I worked on was overseas. Ryanair, a lot of Japanese airlines and stuff.
That Malaysia plane?
No, not that one. That one's already in there.
Big Malaysia.
But yeah, bro, Boeing was... So the that's how they got millions and millions of dollars because you was just like... And what's supposed to take you... So that used to take per plane like a person a week to like... With an abacus, you know, but by technology, you put day one in, most of it would just pre-fill, and they would never make no mistakes, so then you just put it in, and I go right back to watching YouTube videos.
How many of those would you do a day?
So, I can't even express how little work I did at Boeing, but I'm going to express it. I got about 16 planes a month to schedule. It takes 30 minutes to enter a plane. So, every week, I would get, every other week, I'd get 8 planes. So if I really worked for the whole week and did my entire job, beginning to end, and I really worked, it's probably about 4 hours, 4 to 6 hours of work
on a
week.
You had time for them company parties.
And the rest was just...
And the rest was awkward black girl. I watched full movies. Damn. Paid in full. I mean, just, I couldn't watch enough content.
Did they pay well?
What?
Yes, it's Boeing.
Yeah, I couldn't, and we got bonuses. The other 2 weeks, when I didn't get no planes, I literally would have full days, Tuesday through Thursday, with nothing that I have to do.
So why do you hate this job? Yeah, why
because right. I was supposed to be here doing this. Right. Yeah. It was actually more torture to have nothing to do when you want to do. If I was working at Burger King, you ain't got no time to think about
he
the drinks. Nigga, the fries is hot.
Did the days go by really slow?
Dog. Yeah. When my when people who had a podcast didn't upload, I'd be like, oh, how am I gonna make up an hour and a half now?
It wasn't a hell of a podcast back then.
No, bro, it wasn't a lot. No. So y'all don't upload. What am I going? I can't even fake work.
Dang.
And that's what the whole, and it wasn't just me. The whole floor is people faking work. I remember when the old white dude was like, look, man, don't be coming in here working fast. He's like, we got a whole system going on.
Yeah.
Don't come in here messing it up. You do this as slow as possible. Everybody had two screens. He was like, have something without your privacy screen on that looked like work. Watch what you want to watch on your real screen. Keep that straight. And I was like, oh, this is the culture.
Bet. Don't be coming in here.
Say that.
You ain't got to tell me.
Did they have somebody coming through checking y'all out?
The whole floor was
lies.
No,
because that guy would then go back to doing watching his own
videos. The whole culture. It was a whole floor of lies.
Yeah. Could you imagine your manager like, you working too hard, baby.
Literally, that's what they would be.
You working too hard.
Chill your ass out.
What are you, Latino?
Save that one for tomorrow.
Dang. And they would do people, and you didn't. They didn't really fire people either. So if you did like, egregious things like people used to fall asleep at their desk. They'd be like, all right, we got to move you to another team.
Yeah.
And you're going to work in the annex so you could be asleep.
What's the annex?
That's a part where nobody even comes in there. It's half lit. You do the little fake work there.
That's where I need to be.
Bruh, it was.
I'd be in there knocked.
I had to be at work at 5 in my desk.
Oh, I'm asleep.
Yeah.
I'm in the annex.
Wait, I'm sorry. You had to be
at work in my desk.
5 a.m.?
5 a.m.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
This is when I lived in Tacoma, so it was cold and rainy every day. I'm on I-5 at 4:15.
Now that I think about this job, it's some bullshit.
Dog! I was just...
I am taking 30 minutes to get to my car.
That's the music every morning. Even he put on the music that he wanted to listen to. Let me listen to this new Kendrick album. Every... morning.
Every day, man.
Yeah, that's rough.
It was it was unbearable.
That's rough.
And they were
so he was like, I'm not doing none of these parties. Y'all fire me. This is like the movie Philadelphia without the AIDS. This is like, I didn't want to have these parties with y'all. Now y'all discriminating and you're firing me because I didn't want to party. And now he's going to different attorneys. Like, I want you to take my kid. What's wrong with you? I don't like to have fun. He's like, he took his hand back. You don't like to have fun. I don't know if I can represent you. I have a case. No, I don't think you do.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. I connected with this dude.
Yeah.
I hate y'all, man.
That's funny.
I'm not, I can't take another. It was like Denzel in Flight. You get one more line. He was like, I was drunk.
I was drunk.
I'm drunk, right.
I was drunk on the job. I was drunk.
She couldn't do one more lie. Couldn't take it. That was me. I can't do 1 minute of this fake job. I hate y'all. It's all a lie. That's when they got Little Rascals. I was like, I could never go back there.
Yeah.
You leave the dinner and in it.
Yeah.
You come to L.A., it's sunny.
Right.
They got crafty. Yeah. They were serving steaks and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. They're pass arounds. I told Melissa from the set, I said, baby, I'm never coming home. I can't go back to this job.
He gave the Harlem Nights call.
Oh, no.
Put your mouth on the phone.
Sunshine.
I never go. I was like, it was already depressing.
Yeah.
But to be on a movie set for a month, month and a half, mm-hmm. and then have to go back to that
no.
and yeah. know somebody in LA making a movie today.
No.
And it's your scene too. Talking to everything he know. You sit there watching like, oh, hell no. I'm never doing this again. I got to figure this out.
So that was a catalyst for you.
That was a catalyst. Mm-hmm. It was like, I'm going to tell you, I remember the specific moment where I was like, I can't do this. The sound man was on, you know, we turn the world around. If y'all don't know what turn the world around means, you take a break and you're going to shoot from the opposite direction, mm-hmm. right? And they're going to move the lights from this side to that side. Because Little Rascals did not shoot two cameras. It was one camera only.
Oh, wow. Mm.
They taken all day. Mm. So when they were turning the world around, the sound man put his boom pole in his little thing, and he was just on the phone, like, waiting 30 minutes. And I was like, this dude is just at work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He doing the same thing I do.
He doing the same thing, but when he working, he making a movie.
Yeah.
And I'm at, I was like, that was, the, it was such a mundane thing, and it was so clear. I was like, this is their job.
Yeah.
They get up, they get a call sheet, breakfast.
Because it's going to be different every time.
Man!
Even though your hours might be 20-hour days.
Yes.
It's going to be different every time. We're shooting 20 hours tomorrow down there. We're going to Australia next week. Yeah. Even though it's a lot of work, it's going to be different.
Yeah.
And I was so excited. I was talking to everybody on set about their job. So I'm talking to the makeup lady, and she was like, oh, yeah, my last job. She had worked on Flight.
Uh-huh.
She was like, Denzel was great.
Yeah.
And the other guy was like, yeah, I worked on the Thor movie, and I had to be on set at 3 a.m. We had to do the Ice Monsters.
Yeah.
And it was like a pre-call. And I was like, so y'all was... They was happy to be at work at 3.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it was long days. It was 16-hour days, man. But they had pictures of, look, I did this Ice Monster. I was like, y'all, that's work?
Yeah.
Dog. I can't go back and be like,
yeah.
I couldn't go back, man. It hurt my, because I had to go back for like 3 or 4 months. And I knew I was moving because we getting a bonus at the end of the year. So Melissa's like, nigga, you're not quitting before.
I know that's right.
I know you have fun at your little movie, but let me tell you something. Let me tell you what you're going to do.
The Christmas vacation bonus. Yeah. All was riding on that bonus.
Especially when you know you're finna quit. And it was like $5,000. Because how Boeing did, she was like, that's going to be 10 between the both of us.
So you worked there too.
Yeah, we both worked at Boeing.
That's why Clark Griswold was so dependent on that bonus. If it's thousands of dollars,
no, them bonuses be big.
Okay. You working all year for that, like, and you need that to move. I was like,
because the private school I was at, we got a bonus at the end of the year. I think that was like $2,500 right before I moved to.
Working there.
Yeah, because I used to teach. So I was teaching at private school. We got $2,500 bonus. And I was like, I didn't even know. I got my check. I was like, yo.
And they taxed the bonus crazy, too.
Yeah, because my dad's daughters, both of my sisters on my dad's side work at Boeing now.
And that was the thing about Boeing. That was like telling people, telling me you can't quit there. It was like, they ain't Boeing. Because Boeing, that factory hadn't hired nobody new in 5 years.
Yeah.
And they was like, it's like the factory.
Because people don't leave that job.
No, nobody leave Boeing. And you got to know somebody to get into Boeing. Like, it's hard to get into Boeing.
Dog, no lie. A dude had built a system. He, the only one that had the password. He died. He was like 80. He died, and nobody could get back in.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They had to rebuild something else. So I was like, nigga, nobody else had this written down. Like, people would literally die there because the job was so easy. They're like, I don't need to retire. They gave great raises. Like, I would have been making bread, but
they
I
had somebody
couldn't
do at
it.
Boeing that they fired, but then he was the only one with something, so they had to rehire him, and he charged them hella to come in and show
yep.
everybody.
Oh, yep. That's fire. Yeah. Yeah. That's why that old man didn't give up the passcode. Yeah. Just in case.
Yeah.
Just in case y'all fire me. Yeah. Nobody knows the code.
But that
come on,
us.
Hank. Yeah. Oh, man. You're going to have to. You fell over there.
They was paying well. Me yes. and Melissa was like, we make over $100,000 as a family. Kids was in private school.
Oh man, y'all was
that's why
the
you.
Dream.
That's what that explains your drive,
right?
Because you didn't only leave a good job; you made her leave a good job.
Oh, that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's why Cam. That's the real reason why Cam goes so hard.
Yeah, and you're like, no, dog.
That's Melissa. Why I can't go back to that.
Because Melissa be like,
you had to come down here on your
you
own.
You had me quit that job for this. You better
I
bust your ass,
dog.
And you can't. Boeing was so crazy, like you couldn't transfer because they had some El Segundo jobs and stuff, and they was like, you gotta apply and you're treated as if you don't work for Boeing.
Yeah.
So she was like, she never said it, but the sentiment was like, now you got to make it.
Yeah,
you got
yeah,
to.
Yeah,
right. Because you cannot go back to Washington. We're renting our house out.
Right.
The job is gone.
Yeah.
So you can't go back there.
So you sure? You sure? This comedy funny thing that it's like, because it's doing okay, but I just don't know if we're going to be able to.
That's
he's
the
like,
extra
you sure?
battery right
And it was
there.
A long time before it was doing better than Boeing.
Yeah.
It was many years.
Yeah.
Until that's I, funny. I probably took until I worked at All Deaf and she had a job. So at least 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it wasn't as solid as Boeing.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
that job was like, I'd
there
probably
no
still
bonuses,
be there.
Nigga.
Right.
We thought All Deaf was closing every week.
Man.
I had this conversation with somebody the other day about magicians. Like, when you got.
I didn't see this coming.
No, but look.
About magicians.
All,
right?
All the same world. Like, if you're a magician, as comics, we have to explain what we do, explain yeah. where our money and our finances come in.
Yeah.
Magicians have to do this also, right? So, like, right. a magician has to. Like, go out on dates. Like, what do you do? It's like, oh, actually,
I'm a magician.
I'm a magician.
Just show us what you got.
And then you show up, like, oh, that's pretty good. So I met some of them at NACA, and they were like, no, like, I'm really a fucking magician. Like, had rules. One of the rules was I do not, no magic on the first 3 dates.
They don't show you
they
no
don't,
tricks?
They try not to do no, unless I met you doing magic, they don't, like... They don't want to do magic
and
the first 3 days.
You
the first 3 days of what?
The first 3 dates.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I want to see the rabbit.
Yeah, of like them hanging out with a chick or whatever.
Oh,
like,
going on a date. They yeah.
Why is that sacred?
Trick. No, it's just like, because they don't want it to become like, the what's that? Because he said he had.
Like, do the thing.
He
like,
he
nah,
said
like,
he had to break up with a girl because he wouldn't tell her how to do the tricks.
Oh yeah, they do be
that code is serious.
No, that code is serious.
Yeah,
they're
like, very serious. Like, about yeah, that.
I'm willing to walk away from
you.
This whole thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
You
know,
so are
respect,
you serious?
Respect,
they were together
do.
2 years, and she kept thinking that he was gonna tell her. He's like, I can't tell you. I did the tricks. Is it really that serious?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
We do this.
That
you saw the magicians and the illusionists. They was ready to die over magic.
Yeah.
Or the Prestige.
The Prestige.
Was Prestige. With Christian Bale.
Christian Bale.
Prestige.
Prestige. Yeah.
They were ready to die over that
oh,
magic.
Oh, man. And Hugh dude, Jackman was killing,
dog, when
killing
that
the duplicates.
Thing happened, I was like, hey, yeah. man, yeah. we don't need magic that good.
Yeah.
That nigga was killing the clone, and he was struggling. It was like,
right.
nigga, this is what you was doing? Yeah. And the other nigga cut his fingers yeah. off?
Dedication.
We don't need magic that much.
Right.
Okay.
And the birds didn't even sign up for this. The dove?
The dove was
hey, what we doing? What we doing tonight? We gonna
do it. Like, nigga, you just buying doves? When doves cry, it's about magic.
Man, it is. That's mad funny though. I didn't know they had a three date.
I said all that to say like.
So the fourth date, that trick better be amazing.
Like, all right, fine, okay, huh? Pick a card.
Is this what you want?
You know the one where they stuff the shit and pull your bra back out.
Man, yeah,
that's the third date.
I'll make your clothes disappear. Yeah. You ain't no
oh
magician.
My God, you did.
Throw the drink in his face. I tried.
I be on TikTok watching how magic is done all the time. Yeah.
I
like,
hate those people.
I don't
want to
know.
I want to know.
Oh,
even
no,
when
no,
they show me, I still be like,
yeah.
I fall for the misdirect. I'll be, oh, dang it.
Because it's never as simple as what, when they show you how it's done, you can never do it yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you was doing. Then you tried yourself. You fumble all the whole deck of cards.
Yeah.
None of it is it's that simple.
Because here's part number one. If you're going to be a magician, you got to find a magic store.
Right.
You got to go. You got And those ain't just, they ain't on Google.
And that's your 007, what's his name, Q?
Yeah.
The person at the store, though, oh, you got a show tonight, huh? Check this out. They got new items. And then the magician be like, oh, I like this one. I'll hold on to this.
Yeah. So I was just only bringing it up because I'm like explaining to somebody you care about or love, like your dreams, like just trust me and believe in me. I'm like, man, you sure?
Just come to my show, girl.
Yeah, just come to my show. I promise it's going to work out.
Because women like to feel special.
Yes.
And like, I don't want to be like everybody else. Show me the magic trick. Yeah. But I can't.
Oh, and if I don't tell you, then I'm no different than a woman off the street.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't tell her. You wouldn't
put to give you the ultimatum.
You ain't going to show me your little tricks.
I got a trick. Now it's a little trick.
Yeah.
And what they put Lil in front of me.
I got a trick for your ass. I'm going to disappear from this relationship. Never saw him again. This is what you wanted.
Don't let you have a fine assistant so you can saw that bitch in half. But you can't saw me in half. Wow.
That really saw her in half.
And the assistant knows the trick.
Yeah.
And the assistant, so that's a slap in the face.
Do she know the trick?
She have to.
And she fine.
And she fine.
She gonna be fine.
Oh, I just realized I couldn't do magic.
Y'all two are together on the road?
Melissa would have the same issue.
Yes, y'all on the road together too?
Yeah.
Long night?
The assistant is gonna be fine.
Practicing?
Nobody got a busted assistant.
I know.
No, the assistant never lasts long.
Yeah. I'm part of the show.
Cut her.
They be like, you need to cut her. Cut her head off.
I'm kill her.
I'm
kill
her
for real.
Cut that bitch in half too. Tell you, man. Explaining your finances to a loved one is rough.
You know
when you're a dreamer,
especially when they're in the tank and this girl just run on stage and put the lock. I'm not opening this motherfucker. You gonna drown?
He gonna drown, man.
She go to jail for murder over a magic trick. Yeah. Now he's doing 25 in life. He died for real.
Right.
Bet you can't come back to life from magic. No.
Abracadabra that, nigga.
Abracadabra that, nigga. See, man, relationships, dumb. Man.
That,
man.
Relationships.
You gotta marry somebody who's in magic.
Yeah, you do.
I can't go outside of magic.
You do. Mm. And then when you have a conversation with somebody like I remember women coming to my life and like, I don't know how to explain to you. I'm going to get to the money. I can't tell you how it's going to get paid.
Right.
But I don't know how to explain it. Like, this, I know how to explain these next 2 months, but.
After that.
It's a mystery, baby. But trust me, like, it's going to work out.
Melissa really did that because we had the kids.
Yeah.
Most people in L.A., it's you could tough it a
kids.
Lot.
Right.
Kids.
Plural.
Yeah, man.
And I remember the first day we got here, because our boys was in private school. Zay Zay's class had 8 students in it.
Oh, wow.
Right? We both work at Boeing. They don't know we're doing well. They just know they had iPads. Each kid had an iPad. We come to LAUSD, there's 35 kids in his classroom.
No iPads.
And he came home the first day, told BT Kanisha. Kid had got hemmed up in the hallway against the lockers. Boom. Where's the lunch money? Isaiah was like, oh my God. He came home. He was like, hey, can we go back to the other school? Because the other kid had grabbed him and he pushed him against the locker for the lunch money. I just don't know if it's going to happen to me. So do we have to go to this school? And me and Melissa, like, we ain't got no jobs. He was like, I saw Chuck E. Cheese. Could you work there? Because I had never seen nothing like that. We ain't never seen over
30. In his eyes, that was welcome to the jungle. We got funny games.
Okay.
A switchblade and the lunch money. In his eyes, it was all of
it. Oh, he was
in jail. The lunch money? I don't have it. Shoot him in the head. Hold the bloody hand up to your face and shut up. In Zay's eyes, it was all of that. In reality, it was like, hey, man, I want that money.
Yeah.
That was it.
His eyes. The way he scrunched it, it was because the tear in his eye. The kid grabbed him like this. Then he scrunched his shirt up and he pushed him against the locker. And then I didn't know I was next. And maybe they might take my lunch money. Wait, we could go to a different school.
You next, new booty.
What did you, little rascal?
That was you. His name was Little Rascal. I want that money at lunch.
I wasn't buckwheat, I promise.
I wanted it at lunch.
Little
Rascal. I know
me.
You're under the bleachers, Little Rascals. They always come up in the boys' room. You just see their feet. Little Rascal.
I wasn't in that. He made one man at a club.
He's kicking the stall open one by one.
Little Rascal.
Ka.
back.
Where you at?
He just came from a private school to a school on set to LAUSD. He's like, we used to have Game Boys on set. We didn't go to school. Why we move here? It was so safe. And bro, it was hurting his soul.
Oh, man. That's scary.
God. That is.
He had his own iPad.
Dog.
His classroom was this.
Yeah. Yes. You can't bring that classroom. You can't bring the iPad to this school.
Hell no.
What? Brought the iPad to LAUSD?
Big him up.
Oh, yeah, tough. Grab his iPad.
Blood on
rascal. Got by the janitor. The janitor done took his shit.
Hell yeah, the janitor getting his cut. Yeah.
I'll make it him.
You try to tell the teacher, and they're like, I'm the one that told him to do it. You're making movies, do you? You can't smoke cigarettes and everything.
You think you fake?
Oh, my God.
That stupid is
hilarious. I'm with the dude, man. Though, quitting.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, man. Big, hey, I'm.
Well, no, he didn't quit. He got fired. But I'm with him on not wanting to participate.
Oh, I connect.
Yeah.
How much did he win?
Oh, he won the case.
He won.
Hell yeah.
I think it was like 8,000 or something like that. It wasn't like a huge.
It was the principal for him.
Yeah. It's the moral.
It was
victory.
Like he got back pay for the months that he was fired for.
Hell yeah.
You know what would be funny? You get that money for no fun, and then you throw a fucking party
with
the money.
Your friends.
Like, yeah. And he's hella fun too. Just lit. Like,
he's faxed him
the
picture.
Yeah.
He's
like,
nah.
He was alive at the party. Like, man, you was nah.
Drink, he got one of the things. He's drinking. This
nigga putting a
fart
down the street.
Yeah.
And send that to the company Facebook.
At the bar right across the street.
The full album.
They be trying to come in. No.
That's how I was at Boeing, man. I got fired at Key Bank for talking about stand up and also making the flyers. There was a lot of things.
Yeah.
So when I went to Boeing, I was like, I don't. Nope. I'm not gonna get fired for the same thing twice.
Oh,
like, is this you on Facebook? I was like, I don't know. I don't even have Facebook. Like.
Off stage.
Yeah, I already got fired for telling people that about my shows.
You know,
I'm not gonna lose this job. But this one's gonna happen twice.
You know, in Washington, people be stealing people's identity all the time and running rampant.
You know where we at? That wasn't me.
It's happening all the time.
You do be worried because when some of my students, parents start coming to my show, and you remember when I first started, I was running kids through the mud like. You know how I am. I don't like children like that. But I was a teacher, too. So then the parents were concerned, and they was like, so I couldn't invite no more. Because they was like, you're
not
so
not with your
on
set.
Stage. Mm-mm. No.
If you was my son's teacher, we going to pull you out of the clay. I'm going to respect what you do. I'm not going to get you in trouble, but I'm going to just slide my student up out of there. You know what I'm saying?
I'll be talking about them kids, and she'd be like,
you ain't going to be hating my son.
Yeah.
All right, next story. Couple contaminates drought-stricken town's water supply by dying waterfall blue for gender reveal. An environment ministry in Brazil is investigating a couple that dyed a waterfall blue for their gender reveal party, likely contaminating the water supply of a nearby town. I picked this specifically for you,
Charles
Santiago. Travis Santiago would do this for his son.
Yes.
I contaminated the water supply for the gender reveal. Oh, that was my plan all along. You see, I was going to turn the whole waterfall blue. And then that's what.
And then that's what.
They really contaminated
the water
supply. Gender reveal.
And I was like, you know, the gender reveals have gotten out of control.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, people have started wildfires.
Yes, here in California.
In California, wildfires. People blew their fingers off. But I feel like contaminating the whole water supply, that's as far reaching as that. Usually it's a couple people are hurt.
Yeah.
Everybody needs the water.
When you say contaminated, though, what exactly?
It depends on what dye you use.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if they just made, like, the whole water supply pink lemonade.
Because if it was red dye, if it was a girl, or, like, was it?
Pink lemonade out of all the water, that's actually okay. If everybody just got pink lemonade.
But now you got a shower and pink lemonade, my boy.
I mean.
Yeah, no. So that water supply was drinking water.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
man, and they didn't, I don't know whether they thought how it was going to go, it went down into like a local river and fed into this town. And apparently,
they wanted the whole town to know about this baby?
They were getting sick. They don't say whether people were dying or not.
Oh, okay.
But they did pollute this. The waterfall fed into this river and it contaminated the river
the river water, which is the drinking reservoir. Water for the town. For the
Could you imagine being a fish? Like, yo, what the fuck? Yeah.
Yo, you look different today. What you mean? I look different. You look different.
Be swimming. Man,
oh my god,
the water blue, nigga, he's dumb. Nigga, water always blue.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. I don't know why this is how my fish swim.
I know.
You know how they be moving. They be...
Yeah,
that's wild.
That's a
what? So what happened to them?
They had to pay a fine. It looks like.
Oh, that's easy work.
But how you know it's me? I'm like, I don't know where this blue.
Yeah, because they had a video. They posted a video on Facebook of them, and they're like, "What kind of baby is it?" And nigga up there like, and the water turns blue.
A whole bunch of
it comes down the
blue lemonade.
It's just Kool-Aid.
You know how self-centered you have to be to fuck up a whole river for
man.
That's wild.
We really is just people celebrating the. This is a phenomenon that happened after we had kids.
Yeah.
This wasn't like
right.
Nobody I knew had a party ever.
Right.
People just asked you, do y'all find, oh, we have a boy. Oh, and then you just went on about
that was it.
The day.
Yeah.
And then I remember when people started having it, I was like, wait, what is it? The baby's alive?
Yeah.
This is not the baby shower. It's just to find out.
See, gender reveal should be when you have, like, on your third and fourth kid, but not the first one, another, like, later on. But
yeah.
You got three girls, and it's like, all right,
let's see if we go.
But we had one for Mel. Mel had a gender reveal for Micaiah, and I was part of it. I was like, this is great. But we just had, like, confetti.
Yeah.
It's just a reason to get together.
Regular.
Right. But it didn't count. It didn't double as the shower?
No. She had a totally separate baby shower.
Yeah. Wow.
And I don't remember people bringing gifts for the gender reveal. We was just.
I ain't coming to both. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, it's one or the other.
Coming to one or the other.
My
pick
girl.
One.
You pick what you wear. Whichever one you want it to be, I'll be there.
I read that you're only supposed to have a baby shower for your first kid. And then after that, like, you should have your life figured out. And I was like, everybody I knew had a baby shower per child.
I thought it was per.
Yeah.
We needed the other kids ain't going to feel special.
We needed the help every time.
You need the help every time.
We needed the help.
You need
baby,
that.
Listen.
You need that diaper cake every time.
Every time. Every time. All the clothes, all the everything,
right.
Whatever you're going to get.
The gifts, the gift registry.
Yeah. We got kicked out of Target doing Dana's baby shower. I mean, baby gender reveal. Because she was walking in there. She had the little baby. And I was like, all right, we're going to do it on live. And so she faked like she was going
in
to
Target?
Labor.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I was like, oh my God, and I'm doing all the acting. But then people started running over, and I was like, no, don't call the ambulance. She's going to be. And then she poured the water out so it looked like her water broke and pushed me. And then we grabbed the fake baby and was like, it's a girl. Yo.
In Target.
The video was still up. This white woman was furious. Everybody's running over thinking they're like, lay your head down and we're letting it go. And she's with the water on the floor. And I'm all up in them, like, oh no, the baby. Hey, we got kicked out of
Why did y'all go to Target and do that on our
fire? We just
it backfired and they just start jumping y'all. They grab you like the kids.
Give me that baby money.
Yo, did anybody like get into the spirit of it in that Target? Was like, oh, y'all are just
no,
that
every,
good.
Because they thought because they're looking at a pregnant woman on the floor. She's mad pregnant.
So y'all bombed.
Yeah.
This is the reveal bomb.
Yeah. Fire, man.
Everybody was pissed.
Everybody was pissed.
It's a girl.
Nobody give a fuck.
It's a girl. They slapped that fake baby out there. Goddamn, man. I'm in here getting serious, man. I thought I was really going down. I'm getting honey bunches of eggs, some batteries. Got to put up with this.
Doctor running all late with his hands down. I'm training my whole life for this.
But ambulance come now. Y'all got to pay like it's $1,000.
Oh, man.
I'm like, hold on. Wait, nah, man. What's this for
Facebook? That ambulance.
That's
baby.
Funny
that
Kanisha broke character. Oh, it's going down. Wait, don't call the ambulance. It's going down.
No, we doing something else.
Yeah,
she's fine. Just leave. Give him about
just
2 minutes.
Between me and you, just trust me. Don't call her. Because that's going to be pricey, man.
Yeah.
As soon as that ambulance
they
show
charge
up,
you crazy.
Man.
My roommate in college had alcohol poisoning. He tried to do 21 shots on his 24th birthday.
Hilarious.
And he was like 109 pounds.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
And he got to like 19. And they called the ambulance. They took him from the dorm room to the hospital, which was like half a mile.
Yeah.
The ambulance bill was like $7,000. He never recovered.
Yep.
He couldn't. He was like, dog, I didn't know. And they was like, all this. They charge you for everything you do, for the mileage, all that stuff. So I don't know how much 20 shots cost, but the ambulance was infinitely more money.
Yeah.
When I got into the accident, right, flipped the car 8-9 times, come from under it. And that ambulance pulled up. I'm in the middle of nowhere. I said, I don't know how I'm getting where I'm going, but it won't be in that motherfucker.
You told me.
I said, there's no way I'm getting in there. They said, you sure? I said, bro, It's $800 in the city.
Yeah.
And I'm in between the middle of Texas. I was driving from driving through. So in between El Paso and Houston.
Oh, man.
I'm 6 hours in. I'm smack dab in the middle. There's nothing.
Oh, that's the worst part of Texas, El Paso to anywhere.
Texas look like a wasteland. Oh. Texas look like Mad Max.
It does. Apocalypse.
There's no way I'm getting in that.
Nah, don't.
So what'd you do?
Nothing. They came. They sat in the back.
He relocates his arm.
I just kept going like this. I said, I'm good.
And that happened to me.
Yeah.
You walked in.
No. The tow truck ended up taking me to like some random ass.
tow truck take me to the hospital. Yeah. Right. Don't worry about it.
They just took me to the hotel. They just took me to like a hotel room.
I remember I fell downstairs.
I definitely had a concussion, though. I absolutely had a concussion.
I fell downstairs when we were moving to a house in Calabasas and dislocated my shoulder, and it was stuck out. And the neighbor's like, we'll call the ambulance. And we didn't have insurance at the time.
Yeah.
I was like, no. Whatever they say, I'll be good. Because that, nigga, whatever this is, that's going to be thousands. And we in Calabasas?
Oh.
When I was driving Uber and I picked up this lady downtown and she was bleeding, and I was like, no, she was like, I just need you to take me to the hospital. And Ubers now are ambulances. People will call Uber to get to the hospital. And she's like, I won't bleed. And she had it, and I took her ass to the hospital.
She didn't bleed on your car?
Nope. She had a bunch of rags, a bunch of like towels, and she was like, just take me.
Our health system is, that's crazy. Man. You're like, you're more worried about the bill than your life.
Yeah.
You're like, nigga, I can't. Well, when I worked at the bank, medical bills would be decimating people.
Oh, yeah.
Like their credit be like, yeah, the medical bills. I got sick 7 years ago. And it'd be like, the hospital charge you anything. Yeah,
well, my appendix burst, my bill was $47,000 for the whole process.
Sheesh.
Two days in the hospital, $47,000.
40 grand?
Sheesh. Let me tell you something. I'm praise God for Obamacare because I would have never recovered after being sick from COVID like that the way I was
if
in
you
the
got,
hospital.
Oh, yeah,
that'd have been a
mad
$1 million.
In the hospital. You was
and I got taken home, the oxygen tanks. Yeah. I couldn't have paid for none of that. So,
now,
but I got Obamacare.
I got Obamacare, right? And I got Obamacare when it was rough, right? Yeah. And I had a good year. And I never switched it. Mm. Nigga, when I tell you them Texas whoop my ass. It was like, you know how much money we're giving you for your health care? And I was like, I don't know. They say you never switched it. You got to switch it. I was like, oh, man.
Never switched out of Obamacare?
You never updated your income?
I never updated the income. So I was like, oh, you awesome.
Oh, you wasn't supposed to be in Obamacare.
I was supposed to tell them, I'm not making $0 and 0 cents.
That's what happened to me with Cover California. Mm-hmm. I forgot to update the income.
Yep.
And I was just like, you know, you can go to jail. Oh.
Go to jail?
I got the hell up out of there.
But I told her, I didn't know I was going to book a commercial, bitch. I didn't know.
I forgot it was all income based. Yeah. I had Cover California for so long, I just forgot.
Yeah. I told him to stop calling me.
And then I was just like, yo, I don't want to be in this. Just take me off.
Yeah, because
I went and got regular insurance.
But then they tax you for the shit. I was like, man.
Insurance is expensive on the straight up.
They probably going to tear my ass up on the next one.
Oh, yeah.
Next go around. They going to be loving.
All right, BT, you got to go, man.
I do.
All right. Time?
He got to go. But we going to do this pick your poison. Ooh, BT
got
to go.
I got 2 minutes. Let me try to get
pick
in
your poison.
Okay, you go first. Would you rather do this card game or get to your audition on time?
These are so stupid. Would you rather have to tickle everyone who's in front of you? I'm sorry, tickle whoever's in front of you every time you're waiting in line for more than 1 minute, or only be able to eat food that has been made into a paste?
Oh. I'm going to do the paste. I'm going to do the paste.
You going to do the paste?
Because you're fighting every day. You start tickling motherfuckers in Southern California, your ass.
Anywhere.
It will
be fisticuffs.
You won't have to fight everywhere.
Somebody breaks
unless you just avoid the lines. Because you don't have to be in line.
How long you got to tickle them?
If the line, if you're in the line longer than a minute.
Longer than a minute, you got to tickle them.
But what if you go,
however long you're waiting in line. So once it's past a minute, you got to tickle them until it's your turn.
Sorry. What are you doing? Stop touching me. I can't. I can't stop.
People would probably be so confused at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, yo, what are you doing? Just
you're getting a sexual harassment of this women. You can't. So who do you stand in front of, though? More women or men? Like, now, you got to make
right.
that.
You probably got to time your life out to minimize line access.
Okay, no, you go. All right, you go. All right, you go. Okay, go. I got,
yeah. Or you
got
to go grocery shop in the middle of the night or Instacart. Yeah. Maybe you just got to avoid lines.
You
got to
avoid
lines. Eating
avoid
all your food in a pace.
What
if it's like a
that.
Willy Wonka paste so that it tastes like everything you want it to? You just got to get
it.
But
it's just texture.
It's a texture.
Taste every meal?
Yeah, like I don't want cereal in paste form. It ain't even going to taste
pizza
like
paste.
It. What is good is paste.
Everything's gonna taste. It's gonna like you getting baby
ice
bird.
Good.
Peanut butter.
It's gonna taste like
peanut butter and jelly paste.
Somebody chewing your food for you and smushing
it. Guacamole. Hold on, we might have some good paste out here.
Guacamole.
But then your sauces. Favorite stuff not gonna be good.
Can't handle more tacos.
No tacos. No sushi.
Taco paste.
Taco paste.
Cause you ain't even gonna get the
The
Mary
what
of the flavor.
Paste come in
I'm gonna do the tickling, man.
Yeah,
I'm just avoid like cause at the movie theater I'm no longer in line at the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
I do the self check.
You just have to pay for all the subscriptions. I mean, you're just paying for all that to get out.
And
of
I can hover in the grocery store. I can just hover until I see a clear lane.
You don't get that self checkout real quick.
Or still.
It's tickling, man. It's too much of a. It's too much.
I feel like technology has helped us to avoid a lot of lines.
Yeah.
More than we. You can get away with. I'm trying to think of the last time I stood in line. It is at the grocery store.
Amazon,
the airport,
everything.
Something you can't avoid.
Oh.
It's gonna be tickling the Elmo at the airport.
No, you know, now let me tell you how to get around it because I still do it because of my knee surgery. Get in that wheelchair. No lines.
Oh,
there's no lines in the wheelchair.
You get to the airport early.
You're going to be a fraud.
Yeah.
And then, but if somebody figures
standing,
you out.
Or you get
there's
in line
no
first, you're just already standing there. And they're like, sir, what are you doing? Like, I don't want to have to tickle nobody.
Yeah.
Like, what? Just don't. I'm going to just, it doesn't matter how long I'm standing here.
How much does it pay to get out of line?
Because you'll be in the airport line for long.
Yeah.
And that means getting off the plane.
Yeah,
because it's a line to get off.
It's a line
to
get off.
You always
you
have
just
to
be the last
first
one
class,
off.
That first seat.
First class, first seat, everywhere you go.
And you're going to have to dive off or just sit there
or just wait
and
till
everybody
get
off. But if you got a quick connection, you might not have that time.
Oh, man.
Shit.
Dang,
you really can't avoid it.
You got one.
Because they're
minute.
Not going to be ticklish.
Ain't nobody going to be with the tickles, man.
Nobody. You're going to have to fight all the time.
All the time.
You guys might
or
fight.
Get...
I'm getting behind niggas every time. Hey, what's up, daddy? So for me, it'll be easier.
Women, it'll be easier for y'all.
You can pick
be like, man, we be like, stop.
Yeah.
Stop, man. What you doing? Man, come on, man. Hey.
Stop. Yeah.
But then his girl is in front of him. The fuck you doing, bitch?
Now you gotta fight her.
You
didn't see her.
Or tickle her. That's all I was doing. Okay.
And then she like, stop. Now they both as a couple. Stop. Now you in a threesome. You ain't planning on. You ain't planning on getting in. Like, oh, here we go.
Now you in a threesome. You didn't plan on getting in.
Come through tonight.
Another threesome I done failed into because of tickle fight.
I'm telling you, the way the world is, this is a fact.
Damn.
That's hilarious.
Tickling people.
All right, it's enough for today. I've been Kev on stage. It's been Kenesha Buss, BT Kingsley with here, Tony Baker. If you want to submit a story for us to talk about, email us at internet@kevonstage.com. A lot of the stories from today's shoot are from the email. Y'all gonna have some really funny ones. So keep that going, and we'll see you next time.
Peace.
Peace.